from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. President Barack Obama's year-long push for immigration reform effectively came to an end Thursday when a Supreme Court deadlock cast into question the future of millions of undocumented immigrants. The vote left in place a ruling that blocked his extension or to his plans to extend deportation protection to millions of undocumented immigrants.
But for more than two decades now, our immigration system, everybody acknowledges, has been broken. And the fact that the Supreme Court wasn't able to issue a decision today doesn't just set the system back even further. It takes us further from the country that we aspire to be.
But Republicans like Senator Jeff Sessions applauded the decision.
This ruling stopped President Obama and his allies from one of the greatest power grabs in history. They proposed a complete change in immigration law.
The ruling will likely motivate people to vote in the upcoming presidential election. Voting has ended in Britain's historic referendum that will decide whether the country remains in the European Union. This voter was in favor of exiting.
If ISIS can get into Turkey, there's no reason ISIS can get across Europe and get into England, and we could have a Paris thing, a Belgium thing happen in this country, and that's the reason I voted out.
But voters remain, or wanting to remain in, see it differently.
It's very close in the polls, and I think there might well be a lot of people basing their judgment on very inaccurate alleged facts that are being perpetrated by the Brexit campaign.
Experts say it's too early to declare a winner. It's a close race as the country began ballot counting after a day of high turnout. This is VOA. House Democrats ended a nearly 26-hour sit-in on the chamber's floor demanding a vote on gun control legislation. The group was cheered Thursday afternoon by more than 100 gun control supporters as they walked out of Capitol Hill. The move capped a dramatic night on Capitol Hill where the Republicans periodically returned to the chamber to hold votes while Democrats rallied around a cry of no bill, no break. VOA congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson.
There was certainly signs of anger, of frustration last night. They were trying to get a vote going. Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan looked visibly frustrated as he tried to gavel everybody into order. He spoke this morning about the need for that order, about the possibility of a process and how the Democrats need to respect that process. He actually said that this was not a good day for democracy. So I think House Republicans will talk a lot about that in the coming days and use that as something against their Democratic colleagues.
Republicans dismissed the call and voted early Thursday to adjourn their work until July 5th. A masked man was shot dead Thursday after entering a cinema with a weapon in the western town of Wernheim, 75 kilometers south of Frankfurt, Germany. The man, who was carrying ammunition, barricaded himself inside the theater and took several hostages. No hostages were injured. A federal district judge Thursday ruled that a Virginia school board must allow a transgender teen to use the boys' restroom while the court considers the legal issues of his case. The ruling states that the board must let Gavin Grimm use the bathroom that corresponds to his gender identity when he returns for his senior year of high school this year. Grimm's case has been closely watched since North Carolina enacted a law banning transgender people from using a public restroom that corresponds to their gender identity. A federal court jury in Los Angeles has decided that classic rock group Led Zeppelin did not steal a riff for the intro of its epic hit, Stairway to Heaven. A verdict in Los Angeles settles a point that music fans have debated for decades but didn't find its way to court until 2 years ago when the trustee for the late Randy Craig Wolf filed a copyright lawsuit. The trust claimed that Led Zeppelin guitarist Jimmy Page lifted a passage that Wolf, better known as Randy California, wrote for Taurus, a short work that he recorded with his band Spirit in 1968. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.